Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, August the 18th of 2021. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, here on a late summer Wednesday night. Man, it's hard to believe it's already past August 15th. This summer, I have to say, listeners, this summer has really flown by. Really has. And some people may say, you know, are you ready for summer to be over? To that I say, you know, it's been a good summer, a great summer, but honestly, I'm not ready for it to be over. Of course, although they always say, you know, good things must come to an end, which means that, yes, summer must come to an end. Yep. And so that's what's going on with that. Well, so glad that you joined us wherever you are, however you've tuned in, whether you've called in, whether you are listening, you know, on your mobile device or your laptop, your desktop, or like I said before, whatever device, even if you're using one of those Blackberries, which I think, you know, those Blackberries, their time had come and gone many years ago, but I'm sure there's still some people who listen, who use them. I had one for a very, very brief time, but it did not meet my needs very well as far as it had keys, but it didn't have, like, the feedback for me. So we ended up not keeping it. Although it was a bit over 10 years ago, but still. And I understand some people even called it a blueberry. Yes, some people did call it a blueberry. And even my pastor, Dr. Barclay, at one point had teased about it. And I thought it was pretty funny when he would tease about it. I really do. I got a kick out of it. I really did. And so, you know, it really is. A beautiful thing. To know God. To have His blessings on your life. To have all the different benefits that He brings. And just think, you know, healing, deliverance. And you know, not bound, but free. And I was just thinking about that. Why would anyone not want to be a Christian? I can't think, listeners, as to why some people just do not want to be Christians. But it's just one of those things that you just don't understand. Obviously, there's things about it we may never know as to why they don't want to. But it does honestly make you wonder. And so, just one of those things that you just makes you wonder. And of course, every person is going to make their own choice. And when you think about it, we are all going to meet our Maker on Judgment Day. We are all going to give an account for our lives, for every thought, word, and deed. We will give an account. The Bible is clear on this. We will all give an account. What will that account be? What will God say to you as a result of that account? I hope, in your case, listeners, that none of you will hear Jesus say, "Depart from me, you evildoers." And then where Jesus throws them out and throws them into the lake of fire, hell, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hopefully, that won't be the case for those of you tuning in tonight. You know, wherever you're tuning in from. And speaking of where people are tuning in from, listeners, I remember not too long ago hearing that we had listeners tuning in to this broadcast from all six of the continents where people live permanently. That is North America, South America, Asia, Europe, Africa, and Australia/Oceania/Australasia, whatever you want to call it. You know, the land down under, like I said, whatever you want to call that Australia area. But I remember when I heard that, I was super excited. And it just made me go, wow, look at the reach that we're having. You know, and it just made me realize, you know, and it just made me think you know, people are hearing about us, and this thing is going places. That was literally going through my brain. And to be honest with your listeners, I fully understand this idea that I won't know all the people that I impact, that I may not truly understand, you know, all the people, all the lives being changed as a result of this program. I might not understand it until we get to heaven. But I'm sure I'll find some things out when we get to heaven. And so just one of those things that I've been thinking about. And I think it's good that I'm just exhorting you on some things to start with tonight. Just kind of you know, don't worry about it. That's just one of those silly telemarketers that I would love to find a way to send into Never Never Land permanently. You know. And they always have that way. At times they will call you from different area codes. I've even had them call me from area codes in southern states that one would think I would answer. But I did not answer because I just didn't feel like dealing with it. And, yeah, at one point I had, you know, 615, which is Nashville, 404, which is the Atlanta area. I've even had Detroit area, Grand Rapids, 517 as well, which in my mind is an automatic block. Unless I truly know someone from 517, anytime I get a 517 number on my phone, I permanently block it. As for why, we'll just leave it at that. You know, and I want to encourage you, listeners, to please keep America in your prayers. And I know there's been all this talk about Afghanistan and the Taliban and all that crazy stuff and the different things that happened and all that. And I'm not going to delve into all that, but I am going to say you need to pray. We need to pray for the United States of America. We need to pray that, you know, its leaders, that it's, you know, we just need, it's just, you know, we need to pray over it. And pray that the people of this country would repent. Because there's things about this country right now that God would not be very happy with. And as I said a minute ago, I am not going to take a bunch of time to delve into all of those details. And so I'm not even going to tell you what side I am. It's not really something that I do on the show. Because I believe we're supposed to pray for those who have authority over us. The Bible says to pray for those who have authority over you. It doesn't say based on what party they are, whether you voted for them or not, whether you like them or not. It says pray for them. And it's not about the personality. It's not about maybe that one's like a Bozo the Clown or like that one's good, but that one's a clown. Nope. Nope. Mm-mm. It's not a cherry pick. It says pray for those who are in authority over you. And so there's a verse that comes to my mind right now, and that is 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. That's just a verse that's sitting on, that's just on my heart right now. And so it's just something I wanted you to think about. And so it doesn't matter what you think about, you know, it's not about, you know, do I like Biden? Do I not like Biden? Or I wish that's in, or that one's in, or what have you. You know? And God had said, specifically, you know, I don't care who's in the White House, nor do I care who's in this agency or that agency. That's what God said. That's what God had showed Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. Now, we may care, but I get my orders from JC, not DC. By JC, I mean Jesus Christ. Not DC, referring to, you know, Washington, DC, our nation's capital. All right. Couple things real quick. I wanted to remind you about the free market at Living Word Church on Saturday morning. You know, all kinds of different things there for free. You know, clothing, backpacks will be, you know, there'll be drawings for backpacks. There will be drawings for bikes, children's bikes. And it's a great way to reach people. That's why my church is putting on this free market. It's why we've put it on for the last 15 years, 17 years actually, but we've had it 15 times. And so hopefully you'll go and let it be a blessing to you. As I said, Living Word Church is located at 2010 North Stark Road in Midland, 1 mile north of US 10. There are the two other things that I usually mention on my show. I always try to mention both of these things every show because I feel that they are important. And these are the things that I think can help you. And the first item is the book, Rivers of Miracles. The book, Rivers of Miracles, that my mother wrote, it's the story of my life, the story of the first 30 years of my life, and what I went through, and, you know, in it, you know, there's stuff about, you know, all the battles, different battles we had to face and all that. But in all that, there's miracles, the different miracles that Jesus did for me. And and I'm going to tell you something again that I told you very recently. And that is, the victory is always greater than the battle. The victory is greater than the battle, no matter what. Whatever it is that you're facing in your life, whatever those circumstances are, looking you dead in the face, staring at you, that victory is always greater. And so you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That is R-I-V-E-R-S, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about our book and how you can purchase the book. And I not only want to see you buy the book, I want to see you then bless someone else with the book, and so that other people can get blessed by the book. Because I want people to see, you know, the faithfulness of God in my life. And so The other thing I want to bring to your attention is the PayPal. We have a PayPal on which you can sow your seed. This has been a blessing to your life in any way, shape, or form. Please consider sowing a seed. And this seed, it's not to help me. The seed is so that you can get blessed. And so, that being said, if you would like to sow a seed into the Miracle Man show and help us keep this thing going, you can go to paypal.com. In the search bar, you'll type in my name, which is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Again, that name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. You can sow whatever seed that you want to sow. And I believe God, you know, with you. Every time I hear that we have a seed come in, I always thank God for it, and I make sure that I pray for it. Those seeds. I really do. Amen. And I really do want to see you get blessed. I really do. And the verse that I want to show to you tonight is where it says, therefore my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. And I stand on that. And we should always be standing on the promises of God. Amen. Now we're going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord for tonight. Whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, whose love is mighty in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings all chaos back into order. Who makes the open? A son and daughter, the King of Glory, the King of Glory, who rules the nation with truth and justice, who loves brilliant, justice, the King of Glory, the King above all kings. Yeah, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Mm-hmm. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. You've done for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Unmerited glory divine, undeserving. Oh, but I receive it. I receive your grace, Lord, your grace. Oh, I need it. I receive it. Your grace, Lord, your grace. Oh, I need it. I am speechless. You take my breath away. You take my breath away. Whoa. 'Cause you breathe life into me. I'm nothing without you. Without grace, I'm nowhere without you. 'Cause you breathe life into me. I'm nothing without you. Without grace, where would I be? I'm nothing without you. I'll never let you go. my Savior, my closest friend. I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, you are the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon a rock. Now I know that I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, you are the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon a rock. And now I know that I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. 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 I love you. I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. 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 Oh, how we love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are to us, for who you are to us, for what you mean to us, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for what your mercy did for us. Thank you, Father God, that you are the God who saves. You're the beginning and the end. You're the first and the last. You are the I am. And I just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. And thank you, Lord God, that how great it is to know you, to have you on our side, leading us, guiding us. Thank you, Father, for this time tonight. We've worshiped and praised you, and now we're going to open up to your holy scriptures tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, that as we study your word tonight, that this word would breathe life into these people, that it would breathe life into their homes, life to their families, life to their, you know, everywhere in their life that needs it. And I just thank you, Lord, for you moving on the behalf of all of these people that are tuned in from across this globe. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you move mightily on the behalf of these listeners. And Lord, I just thank you for this word, and I give you permission to just to just flow tonight any way that you want to. Feel free, Lord God, to just come and do whatever it is that you want to do with no limits, no boundaries. I want you, Lord God, to just feel free to do whatever it is that you want. It's not about what we want. It's what you want. And I just pray that these people would have a mind that would be receptive, and they would have ears to hear what it is that you have to say, and that they would just pay attention and concentrate on you tonight. In your matchless name, Jesus. And now I make my confession over this program tonight. I pray that sponsors and partners come into this program. I pray, Lord God, that increases in listenership would come into this program, that finances would come to this program. And most of all, I thank you for the huge amount of listeners coming into this radio program. For the huge amount of souls coming into this kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says I am. I can do what the Word says I can do. I can have what the Word says I can have. This Bible is more than a storybook to me, more than a religious book to me, and it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer, therefore I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In Jesus' name. Turn with me, please, to the book of Numbers, chapter 12. We're going to look at Numbers 12 and 13 tonight. We're going to be dealing on Miriam, Moses, and the exploration of Canaan. Hallelujah. And listeners, while you're turning there, just say, thank God for his word. 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 Amen. And we serve the God of the word. Amen. I'm going to begin with verse 1 of Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1, NIV. Miriam and Aaron began to speak against Moses because of his Cushite wife, as he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked. Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man. He was more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. Let that sit on you for a second. More humble than anyone on the face of the earth at the time. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out of the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam, when both of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all of my house. With him, I speak face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. While they were not so afraid to speak against my servant Moses, the answer of the Lord burned against them. The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, there stood Miriam, leprous, white as snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had leprosy. And he said to Moses, please, my Lord, do not hold this sin that we have so foolishly committed. Do not hold it against us. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away. Moses cried out to the Lord, oh God, please heal her. The Lord replied, Moses, if her father had spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back in. So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days. And the people did not move on until she was brought back in. After that, the people left Hazeroth and encamped in the desert of Paran. chapter 13. The Lord said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Perez. All of them were leaders of the Israelites. These are their names. From the tribe of Reuben, Shema. I'm going to skip these names. We're going to go to 16. 19. It was strong. When Moses sent them, verse 17, when the Lord sent them to explore Canaan, he said, go up through the Negev and into the hill country. See what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak. Are they few or are they many? What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? Is there a Waffle House there, a Chick-fil-A there to eat at? Wait a minute. That last part is not in there. Negev on down to the hill country. Go see what the land is like. Whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind of land do they have? Do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled or are they fortified? How is the soil? Is it fertile or is it poor? Are there trees on it or not? Do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land. For it was the season of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and they explored the land from the desert of Zin as far as Rehob toward Lebo Hamath. They went up through the Negev and came to Hebron, which Ammon, Shemai, and Tumiai, the descendants of Anak, lived. Hebron had been built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. When they reached the valley of Eshkol, they cut off a branch bearing a single cluster of grapes. Two of them carried it on a pole beside them, along with some pomegranates and figs. That place was called the Valley of Eshkol because of the cluster of grapes that the Israelites cut off there. At the end of 40 days, they returned from exploring the land. Verse 26. They came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There, they reported to them and to the whole assembly, and they showed them the fruit of the land. And they gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, Jebusites, and the Amorites live in the hill country, and Canaanites lived near the sea and along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with them said, "We cannot attack these people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land that they had explored. And they said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Enoch come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And we looked the same to them." We'll start with part of 14. "That night, all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, 'If only we had died in Egypt, not in this desert. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?' And they said to each other, 'We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt.' Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, 'The land that we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and he will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord. Do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up.'" Their procession is good. Their procession is good. "But the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." But the whole assembly talked about stoning them. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the Israelites. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me in spite of all the miraculous signs that I have performed among them? I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them. But I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than them." And Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear about it by your power and brought their people up among them. And they will tell the inhabitants of this land about it. They have already heard that you, O Lord, are with their people, and that you, O Lord, have been seen face to face with the cloud stays over them, and that you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. If you put these people to death all at one time, the nations who have heard this report about you will say, 'The Lord was not able to bring these people into the land that he promised them on oath that he slaughtered them in the desert. Now may the Lord's strength be displayed. And the Lord is slow to anger, abundance in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion. Where he goes, does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin their fathers to the third and fourth generation. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of their people, just as you have one of them in the time that they left Egypt until now. The Lord replied, I have forgiven them as you asked. Nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of those men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs that I performed in Egypt in the desert, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times, not one of them will ever see the land that I promised on oath to their forefathers. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and he follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land that he went to, and his descendants will inherit it, since the Amalekites and the Canaanites are living in the valleys. Turn back tomorrow and set out toward the desert along the house of the Red Sea. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will the wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of their grumbling Israelites. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things that I heard you say. In this desert, your bodies will fall. Every one of you, 20 years old or more, who was counted in the census and was grumbled against me, not one of you will ever enter the land that I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunne, Joshua, son of Nun. As for your children, and you say would be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land that you have rejected. But your bodies will fall in this desert. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lies in the desert. For 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days that you explored the land, you will suffer for it. The sins, you know, what it's like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this desert. Here they will die. All right. So what you see here is first, you know, Aaron and Miriam, they were talking against Moses, and they were thinking about, well, the Lord should do this and this and this and this and this and all this different stuff. But then Miriam ends up getting leprosy, and she gets, you know, Moses tells, you know, begs God to heal her, says, have Miriam isolated outside the camp for 7 days, after which she can be brought back. So she was out there for 7 days, isolated. She was doing what we would call quarantining. And by the way, in case you're wondering, no, this is not a COVID sermon. No, it's not at all. All I was doing there was pointing out Miriam was banished outside the camp for 7 days because of her leprosy, after which she was brought in. And she, just like Aaron, had been talking against Moses. Then they come back in and the people begin to move. Moses sends 12 men and tells them to go spy on Canaan. You know, go spend some time looking at it, looking at the fruit. You know, if you can, bring some fruit. You know, give us the report. So he sent Joshua, Caleb, Joshua son of Nun, Caleb son of Jephunneh, and then there was the other 10 who were not good. And they all gave their different reports, and when the 10 would give their bad reports, and when they would say, we looked like grasshoppers to those people, and all those different stuff, and they're bigger than us, they're stronger than us, they're mightier than us, there's giants, there's all that kind of stuff, and they're all like, we can't go. They're thinking, well, we're afraid. But Joshua and Caleb, they gave the good report. Then the people started wailing and crying and grumbling, and they were saying things like, oh, if only we were in Egypt and we weren't out here in this desert. And they're like, oh, if only we were not in this desert. You know, if only we, you know, and this and that and this and that. And they were grumbling. And so Moses and Aaron are laying down, you know, in front of God. You know, and that fire comes. I mean, the pillar of cloud comes, and the cloud comes, and God says, well, I hear all their grumbling. I hear all their grumbling. These people are not only grumbling against me, they're rebelling against me time and time again. They're not following my commandments. And he said, he went as far as to say, and all these people who grumbled against me, every one of those people, not one of those people who gave the bad report, who grumbled against me, who are 20 years old or older, not one of them will see Canaan. That land that I promised them, that land that was flowing with milk and honey, they will not see it. And he basically said, you will stay out here These people will be staying out here in this desert until all of them who grumbled against me are dead. All of them. They will be out here for 40 years, a year for each day that they were exploring the land. They were exploring, they explored for 40 days, so they were to spend 40 years in that desert. Because they did not obey God, they did not trust God, they rebelled against God, and let me tell you, God does not like his people complaining. He does not like it when his people just were all complaining and those 10 spies that were not good, they just fueled the fire and made the people more mad, more angry when they had explained what the land was like. Part of why they didn't get to go up was because of the reports that they had given. Because they had given very bad reports about the land. But Joshua and Caleb, they came up and they said, you know, the land's good. The land is fertile. Here's the fruit. And here's, you know, and they had all the good things that they were saying about it. And they're like, well, here will be all these. And God was very pleased with them and their report. And he looked on the report of Caleb, the report of Joshua. He looked on both of their reports very highly. And I'm going to guess that he was just sitting there saying, well, Joshua, you know, that report you gave, that report's great to hear. And Caleb, the report that you gave, it's awesome. And, but all those other 10, he's like, nope. Nope. Because I'm sure because obviously he heard the reports that were being given when they were giving their presentation to the people. Because they wanted to make sure that the people heard the presentation. So they would gather together at the tent of meeting for the assembly. But, you know, God wants us to go forward. He doesn't want us to go backward. These people were saying, well, if only we were still in Egypt. That'd be like if someone was saying, well, if only I was still bound. If only I wasn't free. If only I wasn't delivered. If only I was not healed. If only you know, and they were grumbling. And they were in rebellion against the Lord. And God said that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, which means that, in other words, God takes it very seriously. And he was not happy, you know, with those people that were very wicked in his sight. and they have thought, you know, why are we out here? Are we meant to die out here in this desert? Are we? And then, you know, though the Lord heard them, he was still going to hold them accountable, because he basically said, as I'm saying these things, as surely as I live, I mean what I'm saying, and these things will happen. And whenever God speaks something, he means it. His word is never void. It never comes back, you know, void or not meaning anything. It always means something. And whatever he says, you can take it to the bank. And so, and obviously those other 10 guys, those other 10 spies were very much afraid with what they saw. But Joshua and Caleb, the Lord even said, Caleb, however, has a different spirit about him. What he meant by different spirit was that he had the right spirit. And he gave a good count of what he had seen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray, Lord God, that we would not, that we would always, you know, be grateful, and that we would not only be grateful, but that we would stop taking what we have for granted. And not only that, I pray that we would always be looking forward, and that we would be obedient to you and whatever instructions that you give us, that we would just always be obedient. Lord God, and that we would just trust in you, and that we would not be afraid. And that we would not allow ourselves to live in fear. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you minister to every one of us right now. And that whatever fear is trying to grip us, that you would remove it from us. Because we know, Lord God, that you do not want us to live in fear. You want us to live free of fear. And I thank you, mighty God, for that. In your name, Jesus. And now, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us, immediate loved ones, for you, Lord, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no murderer, no fire, flood, or crash, no sickness, no disease, no terrorist, no COVID, none of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Amen. Until next time. God first, God always. So long, everybody.